To have with us this morning Dennis and Janelle Poulette and their two boys, and they're here this morning as on not really furlough but vacation, I guess, Christmas vacation and family time. And they're in the States. They are our missionaries to Latin America and to Mexico. And so Dennis is, while he's here and worshiping, I actually offered him the pulpit this morning, said, "How would you like to come and preach?" And he said, "Actually, I would like to be able to sit in a worship service and hear a sermon in English." And I apologized. I said, "You know, the best I can do is Texan. I can't speak English, but I can speak Texan." So he's going to endure this morning, but he is going to give us an update. So Dennis, come forward and share from your heart what's going on in your life and in the ministry.
Sorry. You're good. It's fine. Yeah. And how in the world can I follow grace? Man, I know I'm nowhere near as cute as she is, but the funny thing is, I was thinking about what I was going to say. I thought, I haven't been here in a year, and so I had to think back on 2009 and think about, well, what do the people of Gulf Coast need to find out about what happened in 2009, and when was the last time I was here, and where to leave off and start up, and all of that kind of stuff. And the interesting thing is, although it has been a year since I've been back, I get all of the emails from the church, and so I know what's going on with you guys, and I hope you guys get our emails too, and I think you forward all of that kind of stuff. So you should already have heard a lot of what I'm going to say, but if you haven't, then that's okay too. We are actually, we live in Mexico City. We work in Latin America in general. And we're training youth workers, for those of you who don't know who we are or what we do or who are these crazy people who are here with the two crazy kids who won't be quiet in church. But this year, 2009, was a good year because we celebrated the fifth anniversary of the Center for Youth Ministry, which is what we opened in Mexico City at the Mexican Baptist Theological Seminary. And it was our sixth year in Mexico as missionaries. And when we thought about what happened as far as the fifth anniversary of the Center for Youth Ministry, I was thinking, well, it's not really that big of a deal to celebrate 5 years of opening a program or of doing something in a certain area. But the things that are the big deal are the things that come out of the time that you spent there. And so 5 years, you look back on it and you start to think about the things that happened in the fifth year. And there are a lot of things. We've had a few graduations. We've had training conferences, some connections with some important people. We've had formal training programs. And the most important thing, and the thing that I'll probably spend most of the time talking about, is the relationships and the ministry confirmations and the changed lives of the people that we've had contact with. It's really hard to come back and give a report about the relationships that you're living with people. I don't know how to explain it, but that's kind of what ministry is all about. That's what we teach, that ministry is all about. But then whenever you come back to a church, you really have to use numbers and quantify what you're doing. And that's really hard to do because you can't quantify ministry. And as missionaries or pastors, we like to sometimes say, well, we're the pastor of the largest church in Pinellas County, or we had an event and we had over 4,000 people come to it. And we like to do that because it's kind of an ego boost to be able to count numbers. And at times we get discouraged when numbers are small and we forget that there are changed lives and there are people that are individual people who are more important than 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 people. I don't know. I hope I'm explaining myself to y'all. But y'all... Was that Texan?
I understood that word.
All right. So, but 2009, we had graduations. We had our second graduation at our seminary in Mexico. And when I talk about our graduation, I talk about the fact that one youth ministry student graduated this year in Mexico City, which, when I say numbers, you guys say, oh, one. All right, great. But I think that was one person, one more person who graduated and can reach out to young people. We also had four people in Cuba graduate in a seminary in Havana, which we actually trained their trainers. You guys know about the Cuban project that we did. We were in Cuba for 3 years. We trained some guys to be professors. So we actually have people in Cuba who have been trained 100% by Cuban trainers, which is a huge thing for us, because I've kind of felt, whenever they sent me the pictures and the emails, I kind of felt like a grandpa, I think. And I'm not a grandpa, but I kind of thought, well, hey, these guys are doing this kind of stuff, and this is something that God started in Cuba. We also were invited to different training conferences that we've given, and we hosted our very own National Youth Ministry Conference, where we thought that we were going to have a big response, and we did have a big response, and we had over 150 people on our seminary campus learning youth ministry principles, learning how to reach out to young people. And I don't remember the amount of churches that were represented by those people, but it was a gigantic step for us, because I think it was one of the first national youth ministry conferences in the country of Mexico. So we invited people from all over the country, and they came. And it's always challenging and humbling to see that these people come to listen to me. Or to listen to us. And basically, we tell them, well, hey, we don't really know everything, but we're going to give you what we know, and hopefully you can use it. We also started a certificate program on Saturday mornings. Basically, what we have in the seminary is a major, a youth ministry major. So you could come and study youth ministry, get your degree in youth ministry, work at a church as a youth pastor. A lot of people can't do that, so they come on Saturday mornings, and they get kind of a fly-by 1 year program instead of the 4 year program that we give during the week, because they're working during the week and all of that. And this program like totally took off on us, and now I'm emailing people thinking we started another location, we've got to figure out what to do, because there's a huge interest in this kind of training. So leadership training informally has grown a lot in the last year. But what I really wanted to talk about, and I have 10 minutes to talk about a whole year. Thanks. No, I'm just kidding. Because we do need to study the Word of God, and we want to. But what I really wanted to talk about was, I wanted to read two letters that I got from my students throughout the year. And if you read our website, you probably have read these. But these, to me, were the highlights of 2009, because they represent the changed lives, they represent ministry confirmation in the lives of the people with whom we are working. And so basically in February, what happened was I received an email from a guy in Cuba. And the guy in Cuba was basically sending me a, hey, how you doing, kind of an email. But the great part of the email, you want me to read it in Spanish or in English? It says God is working in a great way around here. Many doors are being opened as far as youth ministry is concerned. Right now, I'm teaching three different groups. In the seminary, I'm teaching professional orientation to youth ministry. In our church's Bible Institute, I'm teaching a semester of introduction to youth ministry to the freshmen. And I'm also teaching at a youth ministry specialization. I'm also teaching a youth ministry specialization to a group each Saturday morning. I'm teaching this group the basic of all the classes, the essentials. Five churches from our province are being blessed by this training. Also, they have invited me to teach philosophy of youth ministry in the National Seminary of another Baptist denomination. Isn't this a divine, amazing work? In our church, the youth ministry is taking form little by little. There is a group of leaders that are catching the vision. We have four leaders working with the age group of 12 to 15, and four with the young people who are age 16 to 24. We created 14 groups that are cared for and counseled by 14 older young people who are spiritually mature. We're working with more than 90 young people. I'm serving as an advisor and counselor to the ministry, and we're very content. I greatly desire to tell you this because I know that it will make you happy, and besides, you have a significant part in all of this. To God be the glory. Thank you for your help. Remember that when you return, I would like for you to spend some time with me and my family, your student and friend. So that was one of the emails that I got from a guy who's working in the western part of Cuba, pretty much the very tip of the left side of Cuba. That's how we have to do that for those Texans. The left side is the western part. And and he's working there.
3 minutes.
Yeah, now I'm done. I'm getting an email on Monday, I know. Next time you're in town, don't call. But he's working there, and he's just getting all these invitations to do youth ministry training. He's doing a lot of things with the young people in his own church, and you can really see how God has impacted his life based on what he wrote there. And then in April, I was out in the city doing something on a Saturday morning, a training conference or something. I got back really late, and I opened my email, and one of our first-year students from the seminary in Mexico had emailed me something, because in Mexico, they have their youth groups on Saturday nights instead of, like, on Wednesday nights or whatever we do usually in the United States. So Saturday night, she had just gotten home from a youth group event from her church, and she wrote this email. "Dennis, today I lived one of those things that make you feel that nothing else matters besides ministry. I thank God for calling me into the ministry and for having called you and Janelle. Thanks for being here with us. Thanks for obeying your calling. God has brought many blessings to all of us because of it. Thanks to your wife for supporting you. She is an example. Thank you for being in Mexico. Thanks for having so much patience. Thanks for dedicating time to us. Thanks for understanding us. Thanks for praying for us. Thanks for sharing the knowledge that God has given you. Thank you for everything. May God richly bless you, your wife, and your children." When I got this email, I thought of you guys. Because it's the same thing. You believe enough in us to pray for us, to support us, to send us emails, to make us feel part of the church, to give us 10 minutes on a Sunday morning. And every time we come back and we talk to you guys, and every time we send an email, or every time we send a report, or every time we have to think about what God is doing in the ministry in Latin America, it's not about us. And it's not really about you guys either. It's about the kingdom of God expanding throughout the earth. And you're part of that. And I don't really understand, I can't fully comprehend how I can make you feel like you're part of that. But you're part of it. And we get all of the, you know, oh yeah, I get to stand up here and talk, and I get to be there, and I get to see the pyramids, and I get to do all this other stuff. But Gulf Coast is part of it. And whenever we think of what we're doing in the world, and we think of numbers, and we think of what's happening, and we think of all of this other stuff, sometimes we don't feel very significant. And sometimes we think, well, you know, we look around and we say, well, what are we doing? Well, you're in Mexico and you're in Cuba and you're doing all kinds of stuff. And I wanted to encourage you with that, because sometimes we don't hear it. And I want to thank you for what you're doing to support, to pray for us, send us emails, for doing all those things that you do that you may not even know that you do as a church. Even though we're gone most of the time, we think of you often. And every time we think of you, we thank God for you. And we pray for you. And we pray that God will continue to use Gulf Coast Community Church, not just in Palm Harbor or Dunedin, but throughout the world. So thank you again for supporting us, and thank you for taking the time to listen to us.
Thank you, Dennis. Missionaries that I never grow tired of hearing from. You know, missionaries have a reputation as far as public speaking goes, and Dennis does not fit that stereotype. He's interesting, he's exciting, and you get a real sense of his heart for the calling that God has placed upon his life and his family's life. And it's always wonderful when we get a chance to see what our support or how our support is being used around the world. And as Southern Baptist, we give to the cooperative program. A percentage of our church receipts goes to support missionaries both in the North America, but also internationally. But we also are privileged to support others like the Poulettes. And so when you get to hear from someone who is using the resources that you've provided, it puts you in touch, as he's saying, with those that they are reaching. And you've heard the statistics before about the number of youth workers in America and around the world. But Dennis, if you would just remind us, how many youth workers, or what's the statistic about the number of youth workers per youth in America versus the number of youth workers per youth around the world?
Yeah, there's one trained youth worker in America for every 600 young people, and the rest of the world is 1 to 600,000.
And so there's a real sense of urgency to train others, not just to go and to be youth workers, but to train youth workers. And that's what they're doing. And he also is working through a Southern Baptist seminary. So there's a connection there as well with our denomination. And so that's an extra sense of comfort and knowledge, and knowing that our money is being doubly used, if you will, both in the Southern Baptist circles, but also through the Poulettes ministry. So thank you, Dennis, for coming and sharing with us this morning. I do appreciate you taking the time to be here. And now you can turn on your Texan ears, and I will preach so you can hear a sermon in Texan. Yeah.